Fire, fury, power. My name is Legend.
Welcome to Fuel Your Drive.
Do you know my name?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fuel Your Drive. I'm your host, Josh York, and let me tell you something. Today's guest, oh, I'm excited. This man does not need an introduction, but I'm going to give it to him anyway. So have you ever heard of X Marks the Spot? Yes, that's right. 10X Marks the Spot. And we got the founder of the 10X movement on today. Listen, this man's energy, he is intense, and he loves the flow. That's right, baby, cash flow. He loves cash flow. They call him GC. They call him Uncle G. Guys, welcome to Fuel Your Drive, my man, Grant Cardone. Grant, show him the shirt, baby. Who's got my money? I love it. I love it. I love it. Grant, we're so excited.
We're going to give 50 of these out to your listeners, man.
Let's do it, man. Send them over, and we're more than happy to do that. We'll get them out. But, Grant, I'm super excited to get you on. We got a lot of mutual friends, and I know you and I have been trying to get this, make this happen for a while. I just had Brandon on last week, your partner, and that was a great episode. So, listen, you got this show going on right now that I watched two episodes. That's unbelievable, and I want to talk about this because people need to start watching the show. I'm sure a lot of people are watching. I want my listeners to get into it. So let's just start getting right into it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So tell me, you went on this show, Undercover Billionaire. Okay. You literally have, it's crazy how the episode started. So, you know, you have nothing, right?
I'll catch you up with what people don't know. So, I'm not supposed to tell some of this information, but I do like breaking the rules sometimes. So this is a hit TV show for Discovery Channel. They underestimated the demand for this show. And I'm telling you that in a second, because they're getting ready to pull it off their TV. They're going to reconstruct the show so that you can follow more. Like the American public has never sent so many emails and so much social media. That's to great. Discovery Channel, because basically three people get dropped off in three different cities. I'm dropped off in the worst city of the three of us, in Pueblo. The average income there is $24,000 per household. I have no money. I cannot use my name. I have no food, no water, no shelter, no contacts. Can't call any of my buddies. I can't use my credit lines. And I have 90 days to build a $1 million business. So Discovery calls and says, hey, could you do this? I said, where are you guys right now? They're like, we're in LA. I said, I'm in LA offices. I stop at the bank. I go to their offices. It takes me about 40 minutes to get there. And I get to the office to meet with the president of Discovery, Nancy Daniels. And I'm like, okay, what's the game? She's like, if we drop you off, you've never been to before with no name, no contacts, no money, no debt. You can't use any of your buddies. Could you build a $1 million business in 90 days? I said, let's make it 10 million. Let's make it a $10 million business. What's your name again, lady? She, Nancy Daniels. Miss Daniels. Let's make it 10 million. And I'm all cocky and like this. Like, let's make it 10 million. And I don't need 90 days. I saw the show last year. I saw your boy, Glenn Stearns. He came up short on the goal, spent 90 days, slept in his truck, suffered. I said, dude, ain't none of that shit going to happen. I'll do $10 million. I'll do it in under 90 days. And she's like, are you being real with me right now? Like she leaned into me across this big ass desk. And she's like, are you playing with me right now? And I'm like, no, I ain't playing with you. I said, this is 10X. And she's like, what's 10X? I said, whatever the target is, I'm going to 10X your target. So you say 1 million, I say 10 million. Checkmate. And she's like, are you being real right now? I said, dead real. And by the way, I'll bet you $1 million. I'll bet Discovery Channel $1 million. You guys can leave it. I go to, you can leave it in the business, or you guys can take the bag yourself. If I was you, I'd take the bag. I'll bet you $1 million in cash, and I'll give every crew member a car, a brand new, if I don't hit the fucking target. And she's like, God damn, you're going to be good TV. Let's roll. And so that's what happened. They came from Pueblo, Colorado. I've never been there before. And I got dropped off there late February. And 3 weeks later, two weeks and one day later, COVID was shut the country down. I took a 2 month break, waited for them to call me again. They called and said, let's roll. I went back and finished the mission. I had no money. Like I know most people, including myself, like reality TV is bullshit. Most of it's produced, scripted, laid out. This show, there ain't no scripting. Nobody helped me. You guys get to follow for free, okay? Like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in our life. And you got to do is down. The easiest thing anybody can do is download the app, discoveryplus.com. Literally, watch it off your phone. I will teach you $100 million worth of lessons for $6 a month. It's sick TV. It's the best way to learn. No lectures, no advice giving, no strategy sessions. Dude, all I do is watch what I do to go from no money. Like literally, I took the $100 they gave me and got rid of it. I said, I don't even need your $100. She's like, are you real? And when you guys watch the moves I make, man, I'm telling you, it's going to freak you out. So the only way they're going to show it going forward is the app, Discovery Plus. They're going to pull it off panel for a second. They're going to reconstruct the shows because the public wants more strategy from me. So we're going to go back and give the public they want. So it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life. It's going to be one of the great, my legacy products that I leave for the people all over the world. India is going to be seeing it, Australia, Canada, across the world see it. So.
Listen, it's amazing. Gee, you're a great guy, man. I know you are. I know we don't know each other like that, but I just know you're a great guy. And I got to tell you, this is about you. I don't want to make it about me, and I don't know how much you know about my franchise company, but when you were literally doing this outside the mattress store, waving off cars, it was like almost bringing back memories of what I used to do. Like literally, I sometimes would dress up as Superman and wave in the middle of the street just to get clients. And I'd done this bootstrapped, you know, and it brought back so many memories because everyone likes to complain. But when you just actually just get after it and do those things and do that aggressive guerrilla, you know, marketing and make noise, things happen. But people just don't want to do it. They don't want to be consistent. They'll do it once, maybe twice, and then say it's not working. Right.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, what I'm trying to debunk for people. And if you've ever used money as an excuse, I know I have, because I didn't come for money. I was raised by a single mother. You know, we didn't spend extra money because we were saving. And she wasn't saving so she could buy something. She was saving so we could be saved.
Yep.
So, you know, I came from a family where she was clipping. We never bought, blueberries the first day they were in the grocery store. We waited 3 days till they were, you know, 2 for 1. And, I went there to prove you don't need money to make money. I proved that in the show. If you watch this show, you will never be able to use that excuse again, because I never have any money in this whole show. I never actually have money, but I have assets. I have assets, yes, but, and anybody can get assets.
But let's talk about something, because this is very important though. You're not the average guy because you've been through a lot and you understand. And I always say you got to be a doctor. You have to prescribe.
Josh, I would say I am the average guy. I'm just not using average person strategies anymore.
Yes, but what
because
I'm saying-
they don't work.
Yeah, you know, I hear what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, like, I always tell people you got to be a doctor and prescribe. It's like you go to the doctor and you have a cold and he says, hey, Grant, here's 3 medications. You pick one and maybe one will make you better. You're going to walk out. When you're selling that car and when you're talking to the guy when you're in the fitness center and you're asking him for $10,000, I watched it, right? You're confident, though. You make people believe you, and that's the number one most important thing. And not everyone has that skill. So how does someone get to have that confidence?
But you don't know confident.
Say it again.
You really don't know if I'm confident. I said, you don't know that I was confident. You just said you were confident. I said, you don't know that. You think I was confident.
You're right.
You don't know what I was feeling.
No, you're right.
The first thing I want to debunk is, look, it does not take money to make money. It's a bullshit myth. It's what a handful of people got everybody to get you to sit on the sofa.
Yep.
So, number one. Number two, you do not need a name. Look, I'm not, I have no name. Three, you do not need social media. Like, I didn't have any social media. I was Lewis Curtis, dude. I couldn't even use social media. For 90 days, I did not use Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Clubhouse, anything. No YouTube, nothing. I didn't use anything because if I got discovered, by the way, the viewers, most of you understand this. If I got discovered as Grant Cardone, I could not use that business.
Wow.
So the crew, I have people say, oh man, if you know, I roll around with cameras, man, I could do it too. Bro, the cameras blew half the deals I worked on. They literally aren't in the show because I lost $1 million real estate deal because of the crew. So it doesn't take a name, and it doesn't take connections, because I knew no one, but it does take strategy. Mm-hmm. And that's where an average person with the right strategies can do anything. And that's what I did here. I had strategy. They have everything: my money, my name, my contacts, my credit, but they couldn't rip me off of my strategies. And yep. Today I know how to make moves.
Yep.
Right. And that's what I wanted, is I wanted to show people, not tell them. And no matter how much confidence you guys think I have while I'm doing the show, like if you go back to the clip, you talked about the 10,000.
Yep.
When I asked the guy for 10,000, when he says yes, watch my face.
I did. You lit up like crazy. I saw it.
Yeah. I know, but if you go back and watch it again, you're going to see that I was surprised. It also happened when the dude gave me the Jeep. When he gave me the Jeep, I was like, I was a little shocked. My wife noticed it, and she's like, you were surprised he said yes to that, weren't you? I said, yeah, I saw it too. Me and my wife, because she knows the tell. And you can see it's real. Like, you're going to give me this Jeep? Shit. Because he gave me a $40,000 Jeep to ride. That's when I dumped my truck.
Yep. So,
anybody out there that's struggling, man, if you're struggling, man, and you don't have the money, your audience should write this down. There is more on this planet than there are humans.
Very true.
More money than there are phones. More money than refrigerators. There's more money than there is housing. Okay? There is so much on this planet. It's unbelievable. You just need a different strategy if you're not getting your money.
Spot on. Let's touch on something that's really important, because I think this is, you said something very, very key. So when you hold your 10X conferences, which everyone's got to get tickets to because it's amazing, right? I got to definitely come to one. I heard they're incredible. When you go on stage, let's be real, you have a little bit of nerves, right?
100 every time.
Okay.
I've probably done 5,000 or 6,000 speaking gigs. I've never not been scared.
Yes. And same for me. I haven't done as nearly as many as you. I'm catching up to you, but same with me. And the point is what Grant just said before is very true. You don't know what he was feeling when he was trying to get that deal, but he did it. And he used his strategy to follow through with it. So when you have those emotions, Grant has them, I have them, everyone has them. And if they tell you they don't have them, they're lying to you. But Grant took a strategy, followed through, and executed on it. And that's the difference. And that's what people need to take away from this. It's very important. Very, very important. So you're now in this. And obviously, I know you can't share certain things, but you know, I know it obviously had to get a lot more painful. And it had to be times and periods where you almost broke down. Like, maybe walk us through that, because, you know, it's...
This was the hardest, most difficult thing I've ever done in my life. I mean, I went in that meeting with Discovery, like, I'll do 10 million. I'll do it under 90 days. I didn't know I was going to get sick 3 times. I got COVID. I got quarantined. I got sick with sickness. Knocked me out for almost 2 weeks. Two different times. Dude, the altitude sickness was probably equal to the COVID.
Wow.
Sick. Except that the altitude sickness made me very, I had trouble focusing because of the altitude.
Wow.
You know, I was disappointed at the time. I'm disappointed. But the worst thing about the whole thing, well, two things. One, I was without my family. I'm never without my family. Dude, I got my family. I've been married 17 years. I got kids that are 11 and 9. In the last 11 years, I've never been out without my kids for more than 2 days. I thought I was going to have my kids out there after a week, kids for 86 days.
Oh my God, man.
And that was very hard. But the second thing that was hard was the crew, man. I was fighting my team. the team I went there with, I didn't know.
Right.
You know, cameramen, sound people, a bunch of union and LA people. And, you know, they got their own world, right? Super nice people, by the way, like family to me today.
Yep.
But just like family, sometimes you fight it out.
Yep.
And we were all new to one another. You know, Discovery hired me to do this. They hired the crew. I guess they know what they were getting with the crew. I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know the crew. So they have their own schedules, their own times. Being an entrepreneur, building a $10 million business in 90 days is not a 9-to-5. Like 4 days into the deal, I'll tell you a little backstory. I get a phone call from Discovery. We need to have a meeting with you. I said, oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to go hit my target today. What's up? They're like, dude, you got to slow down. If you don't slow down, we're going to pull the plug on this deal. We're 4 days into it. You're running the crew ragged. Half the crew wants to quit. They think you're a fucking maniac. I said, no, I am a maniac. You guys knew what you hired. Get another crew over here. Add a second. You're killing the crew. You're putting them at risk. You're running through lights. There's three cars following you. They almost got in an accident. I'm like, yeah, I already got my hands full, guys. I got my hands full. Okay. I got $1 million bet that I can build a $10 million business in 90 days. I don't know what to tell you. Like it was crazy. Like, so that's the stuff that we'll see. We were able to cut the show. And I think the American public's going to be really, really happy with the results. But it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
So you would never do it again, or you would do it again?
I would never do it.
Never do it
again. I mean, they've already asked me. Like, there ain't no chance in the world.
So let's talk about.
They asked you to do it. Don't do it.
Listen, I got you. I listened to you. So let me ask you a question. So for your brand, for the Grant Cardone brand, like, I personally think this is going to be the biggest thing that's ever happened to you. I think it's going to be absolutely huge. You know, what kind of feedback are you getting so far?
It played for 2 hours and I got a movie on it already.
You got what?
I got a movie deal with Robert De Niro.
Jay, you're my man. Good stuff.
Come on, man. I shot it Saturday. I put my hand in Robert De Niro's face. I'm like, hey, you can see him. You can talk to him at the hospital, Bobby.
That's awesome, man. Listen, you're going to get a lot of.
Yeah, that's a good story.
That's a great story. You're going to get so many doors are going to open from this. It's great. Now, I know you can't talk about it, but, you know, I'm really curious if you made it or you didn't make it. Can you share it or you can't share it?
I can tell you that I did not hit my target.
Okay. Well, you know what? Regardless, you made it through, and that's the whole mission. And the guy before didn't make the target either. I honestly don't know. Like, can anyone?
I can tell you that despite the fact that I didn't hit, this, we'll still be amazed at what I did.
Oh, I'm sure. I would never bet against you, G. You got, crazy works, man. Normal does not work, and you obviously know all about that, man. I'm laughing because I would be the same person running lights, doing. You got to do what you got to do, and when you're focused and you're determined, and you become possessed, right? You have to be just possessed, or you're never going to achieve it ever.
Yeah, exactly. Never,
you know, I tell people that all the time. I tell people all the time. But so, do you think that anyone that you know, friends or family or other people out there can actually accomplish it? Do you think it's actually able to be accomplished to build a not 10 million, but $1 million business in 90 days?
I think that's people can do that. You know, maintain the business and keep the business and hold the business and grow the business is something else. You don't have to take 10 years to build $1 million business. I'm not talking about get rich quick either.
Yep.
Like when you watch what I do, this is not get rich quick. There is a way that somebody could build $1 million worth of assets, evaluation, improve the evaluation of something by $1 million if you didn't start from zero.
Yep.
But people have all these ideas. I gotta be the boss. I'm never the boss in this show. I people are so, it's horrible. And I'm talking from, and everybody that was offended by that statement right there, just understand, I'm talking about myself. I thought when I was on the come up, starting my first business, first of all, I never wanted to start a business. I just wanted to be rich. Like, I have never wanted to be the boss. I've never wanted to be an entrepreneur. I've never be the owner. I don't care who owns the shit. I just want to get rich.
Yep.
Like, I could be Paul. I can be Bill Gates. Fine fucking with me. So I just want the money. I want the bag, dude. I want to go where I want, do what I want, hang with who I want, and pay people to go away and say, you know what? I don't like you anymore. Get out of my face.
Yep.
So that's the freedom I want. I don't want to clip the coupons. You know, I want a good deal, but I don't want to clip coupons the way my mom did. So I was forced to entrepreneurship because I got fired from jobs. And I worked for a guy that when I left him, it was the last job where I left on my own terms and just said, dude, I there's no place for me to go here. I left him because there was no place for me to grow. I would still be with him today. I would have made him a billionaire if he would have just kept creating and growing his companies, but he didn't. He got comfortable. I outgrew him. So yes, anybody can do it, but don't go it alone. Go help somebody that wants to get rich, get richer. Don't try to start from zero. Like these other two girls, they're going to follow three people. These other two girls start new businesses. I didn't start a new business. I tagged on to a guy that was already in business.
Smart, man. People always think you have to be number one. You don't have to be number one. Number two and number three sometimes can make more than number one.
Totally, man. Like if you cut your arm and you got to go to the hospital, you don't go build a hospital.
Yep. Very true.
You know, but people want to get in business. They want to make money. They're like, oh, I got to come up with an idea first. That's stupid. You want to take you need to fly from New Jersey to Miami. You don't build an airplane. You get on an airplane that's already been built.
Yep.
So, you know, you want produce. You could go plant it in your backyard or go to Whole Foods and get some carrots. So same thing with entrepreneurship. You don't have to. There's 32 million small businesses in America. Two thirds of them are failing.
Yep.
Go take over a business that's already failing and bring it up and give the owner what they need. And basically you're going to take advantage of 10 years of branding, 10 years of mistakes.
You're literally
10 years of a location.
You're literally talking about what I do, franchising, right? I take people that want to start a business and don't understand and have the tools and provide them the systems, the tools, the process to be able to scale and provide and make a living and be successful.
What is it you have in common from Undercover Billionaire?
Say that again.
He's a franchiser.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that I did business with in Undercover Billionaire, he's a franchiser. I was looking for a franchiser when I got to town.
Yep.
Discovery's like, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get to town? First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to drop my $100 off. Second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go do a workout. Why are you going to do a workout? Because people that work out, people that take care of their bodies, people that take time to go to gyms actually want to improve themselves. Third thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get a meeting with trying to sell their business. That's what I did. First three things I did, I had it done in 3 hours.
Love it. Smart. Very smart. Speaking of taking care of your body, G, you're looking great, man. I've been watching you. Your game is getting great, man. I'm telling you, I've been watching. But I'll tell you, I'm going to give you a tip right now for me.
Dude, let me ask you something, man. Both you're in good shape. Both of my elbows hurt, man. Both of them are aching.
You could either have tendonitis or bursitis, but I'm going to tell you something that could help you with that. You know, you need to listen to me, G.
Yeah.
I know you're down with this, but every day I've been doing this since I'm 22 years old. Okay. I'm 37. I take an ice bath every day. I literally got a commercial ice maker in my garage and I have an ice bucket that I jump in every day. Now, yeah, for the mental part, it's very good, but I swear by it. Now, you're saying your elbows will hurt. Yeah. You could have inflammation in there, but by you exercising and training every day, and I know I've seen you in the sauna before, which is great too. And the sauna is great, but that's going to also, you know, not help you because that can increase more blood circulation and not help your elbows. But by going in that intense cold every day for just 3 minutes, it reduces inflammation. I would start looking into take ice baths daily every day, and you could shoot me a note and I could set you up with everything you need. But I'm telling you, I swear by it. The problem is not too many people are crazy enough like me to take an ice bath, but if you just do it and get in there.
I got one in my house. I'll, I'll start using it, man. That's a great idea.
You got to start using it. And also, I would take some fish oils every day, liquid only. Liquid, it goes through the bloodstream quicker. There's a great brand, okay, which I'm giving a plug for free right now. It's Carlson's. You can get it on Amazon. I take the orange flavor, a tablespoon every morning. We'll definitely help you with that.
Love it. Love it.
So, all right, G. Well, listen, this has been great, man. You know, you and I, listen, man, you and I just, we got the same energy, man. We got to do something at some point because I just feel some synergies here. I don't know what it is, but I know we're going to connect again.
The thing you should do is you should come to our growth conference. It's here in Miami, 13th and 14th. Everybody that speaks on my stage has been to the conference first. Like, you need to come. You need to make yourself known there. My staff needs to get to know you. You need to join the community, man.
Where do I get tickets? You know,
10xgrowthcon.com. 10xgrowthcon.com. There's only VIP and premier tickets left. It's almost sold out. We're going to have A-Rod there, Don People, $700 million. We're going to have the CEO of Discovery Channel there. That guy's a couple billion dollars.
Great.
We're going to have Tyrese is going to be there, a friend of mine. Tyrese, the movie star, $9 billion in ticket sales.
Yep.
Goddamn, they gave me the list the other day. It's a freaking crazy.
All right, how much are the VIP tickets? I'm going to buy them as soon as we're done. How much?
$2,500 each.
And when is the conference? What month?
March 12th, 13th. You get one of these when you grab your seat.
March 12th. Let me just make sure.
Little Diamond 10X.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah. All right. Miami, best weather in the country in March.
I love Miami.
I'll spend about $5 million on this event, and you get to attend it for $2,500.
I'll be there, G. I'm coming. We got to hook
Come
up.
Come on, man. I'm going to hold you to that. If you don't buy your ticket, I'm going to dog you to your
Listen, man, when I say I'm going to do something, I do something. I'm going to buy tickets as soon as I'm done with this. Okay. Yeah, we definitely got to hook up. So, gee, where can I
hit Annie too? Hit Annie up. Hit Annie. I'll make sure to get you some great seats.
All right, I'll shoot Annie a note as soon as we're done. But all right, gee, anything else you want to share? Obviously, they can go download the Discovery app.
Guys and gals, look, the American dream is alive and well. The dreamers die. The dream is alive. The dreamers are dying.
Yep.
So, you know, quit watching the news. Quit worrying about Biden or Trump or the noise, the division. Man, look, worry about the bag.
The bag.
Money will not make you happy, but it'll buy all the shit that makes other people happy. So, you know, money's not everything, but you need it. Like, there's not one thing in life that doesn't have a price. Oxygen costs something. Like, there's nothing free on this planet. For me to get oxygen, I got to actually use my lungs. So for me to get love, I got to pay attention to the people I love, and I got to have time with them. To get time with them, I need money. Yep. Time is money. So download the damn app. Okay, it's $6 a month or something. And I'm telling you, it's the best education you're going to get. You can literally get a Harvard degree in 12 weeks by following the show.
Listen to what he said, because I'm going to agree with him. I haven't even seen all the show, and I already know. 10XG. All right, listen, you can find him on social media. Grant Cardone is across the board, right, G?
That's it, man. And look, I don't have enough shirts. Annie just told me I don't have enough shirts to send you, but if your audience goes to – if your audience DMs me book on Instagram, I'll send them all a free book.
Okay, you heard that, people. Go DM G.
10X rule. 10X
and,
rule.
And listen, check out that 10X conference. I'm definitely getting in touch with Annie. And we got to set something up, G, so we can meet in person. Listen, I appreciate your time. Thank you for being a guest. And we will meet March 12th, 13th, or 14th. I'll see you then, G. Appreciate it, brother.
See you then, brother.
Take care, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, Fuel Your Drive. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. And also, make sure you follow Gym Guys on Instagram. And of course, myself, Josh York GG. We're going to change the world. And we want to help you along the journey.